Heard at Sports Radio every weekday morning from 7 to 10 a.m. Coming up on Friday's show, it's a free-for-all as usual. We'll talk with Chad Forbes of NFL Draft Bites about all the things going on in the NFL. Mike Sauter from Heard at Sports stops by with all his takes on the latest local sports action. And, of course, we'll do our weekly check-in with former Husker and current pizza shop owner Matt Versal. Take a dive into the latest news and all things sports. Heard at Sports Radio with Ravi Lula and Damon Benning.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And now,
back to Hail Varsity Radio.
More comments from Ethan Piper in about 20 minutes or so. We welcome in Mitch Sherman with The Athletic, at Mitch Sherman on Twitter. Mitch, are you breaking the parka out for Creighton, Nebraska tonight?
Nope. It's not baseball weather, but it was last night. I got on the diamond for the first time this spring and had a good 90-minute practice. I was excited about that, and now we're back in the tomb of winter today, it seems.
We froze last night up in Columbus with our first baseball game, but it was well worth it. Got the win.
Nice
for the reserve.
Nice in Gretna.
Yeah, it was really nice in Gretna. It was not nice in Columbus. It was 20 mile per hour winds and 37. But I'm going to whine to somebody else, not you. Let's talk some spring football, Mitch. The vibe, my friend, just from yesterday, it just sounds like guys, when you listen to some of the players, are pretty positive about their experience so far. What did you glean?
Yeah, just that, and that was definitely from the players. That was the biggest thing that was a continuous theme through what Luke Reimer and Ethan Piper, Gabe Irvin and Heinrich Harburg had to say. Harburg was interesting because of his openness to, on day one, to be ready to switch positions. I thought back when he was talking and when some of the guys were talking to day one of spring last year, when we basically got the pronouncement that Casey Thompson would be the starting quarterback, and there was nothing like that. Where it's a different state of mind around Nebraska football. The transfer was not named the starter on day one when we were still 6 months away from the season. So I think that speaks somewhat to the difference in what the environment is around Nebraska football. And we've been living in a time, before these last 4 months, where everything was so urgent and, I think it was somewhat unhealthy in 2020, 2021, 2022. And now you can take the foot off the gas a little bit and grow this program in a way that is it's supposed to be grown, in a way that's healthy. And that's not a knock on the old staff, because the guys who showed up last year, they didn't create that situation, but they were thrown into it and they had to deal with it. And, you wonder, was there anything that could have happened last year that could have made it work, considering the situation that we were in when spring began? So, this isn't about last year, it's about this year. And it was all optimistic, and that's what you'd expect from Matt Rhule, because that's been his tone and the way that he's run things since he showed up and started to implement his system. So I think yesterday was just another step in that direction. I didn't hear anything from him that was necessarily a surprise. I liked his openness and transparency about players and positions and personnel moves, but I expected that he would be that way.
Mitch Sherman's with us here from The Athletic. It's Hail Varsity Radio. And Mitch, you brought up something interesting, at least relating back to what Schmidt and I were talking about back in segment one. That was Casey Thompson essentially being proclaimed the starter on day one of spring ball of last year. And Nothing of the sort this year. And I kind of read into that as Matt Rhule's emphasis on competitiveness. I mean, they're making them compete for everything this winter and spring down with the Husker football program. And I want to get your take. Does what you've seen, and I don't think there's a right or wrong answer here, but what you've seen over the past couple of years indicate to you that we were watching a football team that lacked competitiveness?
Yeah, I mean, I think there were other priorities. They wanted to be competitive and at positions where they had players that could foster a competitive environment. I think there was competition. I don't know that was the problem that brought down the last regime, was a lack of competitiveness. But you know, as I said a minute ago, I think the whole environment was somewhat unhealthy. And it predates spring a year ago. But the way that spring opened last year was something of a red flag, because I think they felt the need from day one to get going and be ahead of the curve, that they were far enough behind where they needed to be that they had to try to make up for lost ground. Mm. And if that meant cutting some corners and naming a starter before a practice in the spring, or when only one practice in the spring had taken place, then that's the route that they chose to take, because they felt they needed to go that way. Sometimes, yeah, that was at the expense of having a competitive environment. And I don't know that it would have been any different last year. In fact, I would say it wouldn't have been any different last year at the quarterback spot if they waited until July or August to determine that Casey Thompson was going to be the starter. That's just a symptom, I think, of the overall feeling that existed in the program, the way that the spring began last year in comparison to this year, when it feels much more, you know, I said it was unhealthy last year, so I'll just say it feels much healthier this year. And you know, it's what you'd expect with the start of a new regime. It's not like Matt Rhule and his staff are doing anything revolutionary by being 3 months in and at the cusp of spring practice for the first time and things feel healthy. That's pretty normal for this stage of development with a new coach and an entirely new staff.
Mitch, one of the things that was outlined by Coach Rhule yesterday was what he wants in the fourth quarter. He wants a strong mm-hmm. run game. He wants 75 yards in that fourth quarter, rushing the football, the final 15. Those are some benchmarks. That's music to a lot of Nebraska football fans of yesteryear or any year that just want to see different results in the fourth quarter. And to get to that destination, it's going to be a big learning process this spring with the pieces you have on the offensive line that can go, so you can evaluate. And then also spend a minute on the running back room, that cohesion between an offensive line that can gel with some starters or projected starters and some missing starters, and then the running back options they have. Do you like Nebraska being able to hit those benchmarks as a reality next season, be a good fourth quarter running football team?
Yeah, Rhule wants to be in a position where they can set that target of 75 yards rushing in the fourth quarter when they get to the final 15 minutes of games. Now, if they're behind by 21 points or 14 right. points or 10 points when you get to the end of the third, you know, then you have to throw it in the fourth quarter. But he outlined a stat yesterday about the number of games that Nebraska led going into the fourth quarter and ended up losing. And so specifically in reference to those games is where that 75 yards rushing comes in. And that's interesting. And if you add that up, and that's 300 yards in a game, if you can go 75 yards a quarter and run for 300 yards a game, well, you're going to win a lot of games. So I think he wants to run the ball effectively, not just in the fourth quarter, but it becomes even more important in the fourth when you have to work the clock or want to work the clock because you're nursing a lead. And, you know, it's the Big Ten. And if it's a lead, it's probably going to be a one score game or a two score game. So, that's something that would have benefited Nebraska a lot over the last couple of years, to be able to run it for 75 yards in the fourth quarter. And that requires a stable offensive line that isn't just a bunch of guys who can go out there and block and move defensive linemen, but also guys who can hold up after playing 45 minutes of football to be able to go out there and do it effectively in the final 15. So, you know, that comes down to off-season training, gains in strength and conditioning, depth on the offensive line. They're going to continue to work in that direction. I mean, they're far from a finished product up front right now, but the addition of Ben Scott as center, the return of Nuri Nwili at one of the guard spots, probably left guard, those are steps in the right direction. You got to get Teddy Prochazka back. He's out this spring, but is seemingly on track to return for his third season in Lincoln. He hasn't been healthy. You know, he's a guy like Thomas Fedoni at tight end who has been hurt both years that he's been in the program. So, that's no sure thing, but if he's there, then your offensive line is better, and you've got to develop depth and figure out who's going to play guard and who's going to play tackle. And you know, eventually you answer a bunch of those questions and you've got a good offensive line. At running back, it looks like a pretty solid room. You know, right now Anthony Grant is out, and, you know, he ran for 900 yards last year, so you can't discount him from the picture. But, you know, whether they can rely on him or not, and right now they can't rely on him, but maybe they can by August. Even if they can't, it sounds like Matt Rhule really likes what he has with Gabe Irvin as a battering ram, as Rhule said yesterday. A.J. Allen, Ramir Johnson, Emmett Johnson behind him. Now, you hope you get Grant because he can do a lot of those things. He's maybe the most complete back in the entire room in being able to pound a defensive line and, you know, have some breakaway speed. But, you know, he's working through some things right now, so I think we'll probably learn more as the spring goes on what his, you know, what his availability is going to be going forward.
Mitch, does that Anthony Grant story sound to you like a major story or a minor story in the grander scheme of Matt Rhule in this rebuild in spring football?
Well, I don't think it's a huge thing right now. You know, Rhule made it sound like he can work his way back into a good situation. You know, I think it's a culture thing where, you know, he's not going to make exceptions because a guy ran for 900 yards last year. You know, he's not going to get treated differently than others. And if he doesn't uphold the standards that they expect on the field or in the classroom or wherever it is, then, you know, he's going to have to face the consequences. So, you know, that's the way you want to start things. You know, I think there have been examples throughout recent history in Nebraska football where players have been treated differently because of who they were. And, you know, they've gotten more chances and, you know, while that may help you in the moment, it doesn't help you in the long run. And so to treat Anthony Grant like everybody else, is the right way for, obviously he knows better than me, but, you know, in my opinion, it's the right way for Matt Rhule to go about this. And, you know, I think it's also not as damaging to the program to be without him right now because of the depth that you do have in that running back room. There's some good options there, but of course it would be a stronger, deeper, better core, if you get him back.
Mitch, about 20 seconds. What's coming up from you and the Athletic?
Big dive back into Dylan Raiola tomorrow and the recruiting weekend that the Huskers have on tap here. It's just huge as far as the significance and the historical perspective implications that there are with bringing in a couple of five-star guys and you know, more than a dozen four-stars. But I went back to my reporting with Raiola in Arizona from February and had a bunch of material that was saved that didn't get in that initial story and it's all coming out tomorrow on The Athletic. Everything that's left over about Dylan Raiola and what might sway him in the decision that he has upcoming as he gets ready to come back to Nebraska for an unofficial visit this weekend.
Good stuff. Can't wait to read. Mitch, you take care and stay warm out on that diamond, all right? Thanks for a few minutes.
Okay, thanks. Same to you, Chris.
All right. Good stuff from Mitch Sherman on Hail Varsity.
Heard at Sports Radio, every weekday morning from 7 to 10 a.m.
Coming up on Friday's show, it's a free-for-all as usual. We'll talk with Chad Forbes of NFL Draft Bites about all the things going on in the NFL. Mike Sonner from Heard at Sports stops by with all his takes on the latest local sports action. And, of course, we'll do our weekly check-in with former Husker and current pizza shop owner Matt Versal.
Take a dive into the latest news and all things sports. Heard at Sports Radio with Ravi Lula and Damon Benning.